Well, our readings from Acts today and tomorrow will show us the first homily of St. Paul. And for St. Luke, this is the longest of the homilies that Paul preaches in the Acts of the Apostles. And a way to kind of summarize what this homily is doing is St. Paul is telling the story of salvation history. Or another way to talk about salvation history is to talk about sacred history, that relationship of God entering into communion with his human creatures. Another way to speak about sacred history, salvation history, is to speak about covenants. God entering into covenantal relationship. And perhaps to get into this, let's think for a minute about the covenant of marriage. But before thinking about a marriage covenant, let me just think about a marriage contract. Sadly, I think, more and more couples are entering into, quote, marriage contracts because they want to make sure that they know which goods belong to which person, and especially if the marriage for some reason dissolves, that contract will help to make sure who gets what at the time of the marriage dissolution. We live in an age where increasingly there are the need of contracts, but contracts are about the exchange of goods. Covenants are about the exchange of persons. And when you think about a marriage covenant, this is exactly what it is. As a man and a woman stand before one another and stand before God, they make an oath. And their oath is their marriage vow. And in that vow, they are making a commitment where they aren't exchanging goods primarily, they are exchanging one another. They are giving themselves one to another in a lifelong monogamous union. So you need to have in mind this understanding of covenant as we try to hear what St. Paul says in today's reading from Acts. And the key phrase in that passage is this one: the God of this people Israel chose our ancestors. Covenant is about choice. Covenant is primarily about God choosing a people to be his own. And of course, so much of the Bible is about that covenant relationship that God establishes with Israel. But Jesus, if you remember, says to the apostles, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." So this is the first thing we need to understand about covenant. It is God saying, "I choose you. You are mine. You are special to me." Now, what St. Paul does in today's homily is he summarizes this covenant. He speaks of the time that the Jewish people spent in Egypt. He then speaks in one sentence about the deliverance from Egypt. And then he gets to talking about the judges, and he comes to Samuel and then focuses in for a moment on King Saul, but then gets to the heart of the matter. And the heart of the matter is David's heart. Because in referring to David, Paul quotes a passage that is found in Samuel and then in Psalm 89. And this is the verse: "I have found David, son of Jesse," get this verse, "to be a man after my own heart, who will carry out my wishes." Now, here's the amazing thing about David. We know more about his life than any other person in the Bible. In 1 and 2 Samuel and in the book of Chronicles, we know about his exterior life. We know about the unfolding of his biography. And then in the Psalms, many of which were written by David, we are given insight into his heart, into his interior life. And so here is a man after God's own heart. But the amazing thing about the 40 plus years that we read pertaining to David's life is to be a man after God's own heart does not mean that he is sinless. We know that that is not the case with David. But here's the thing about David that sets him apart. He never lost sight of this covenantal relationship with God. He never got to the point where he said, I am so bad that there is no way God will want to have anything to do with me. He never got to the point where he said to God, that's it. I'm walking out of this relationship. Never. David was a man who to the end celebrated this relationship with God. And that is the thing about a covenant. You only experience and understand its effects if you stay with it, if you stay with the person. And the beautiful thing about David's relationship with God, in many ways, it's like a marriage. It had many ups, it had many downs. It had good years, it had bad years. It had years of deep intimacy and times when things seemed to be much colder. But David was a man who never lost sight of who God was and is and who he is in relation to God. And so let me end by referring to our psalm for today, Psalm 89. This is not a psalm written by David, but this is a psalm written after David dies. But what's so beautiful about Psalm 89 is it's all about the covenantal relationship that David had with God. And in our psalm for today, it celebrates God's steadfast love and faithfulness. It celebrates that God anointed David to be king. And then the last part of the psalm I want to read again. My faithfulness and steadfast love shall be with him. And in my name, his name shall be exalted. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, the rock of my salvation. My Father, my God, the rock of my salvation. These are words that David could only fully know after a lifetime of covenantal relationship with God. May we be inspired by David's life, a man after God's own heart, a heart that often sinned against God, but a heart that was always desirous to return to God. David was someone who could have and would have grasped the words of today's collect, where we prayed, O God, who restore human nature to yet greater dignity than at its beginnings, look upon the amazing mystery of your loving kindness. Those who know the Lord's covenant love discover their true dignity because they live in the depth of the Lord's loving kindness. May we pray, Lord, make us to be men and women after your own heart so that we may live daily in deepening relationship with you.